You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/ARTS. Just go to Indeed.com/ARTS right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Good Together, the podcast that inspires you to create change in the world every day. Keep listening for actionable tips and tricks to incorporate eco-friendly practices into your daily life.
We've been featured by Apple as the number one podcast for conscious consumers, and we can't wait to welcome you into our community of changemakers. I'm Lisa.
And I'm Laura. We're the founders of Brightly.eco, the new platform for conscious consumers. We believe in supporting all creatures, great and small.
And our team of experts show you how to live and shop responsibly by sharing world-changing lifestyle ideas, products, and more. To read show notes from Good Together and to browse all of the planet-friendly goodness that we feature, head to brightly.eco/podcast.
And to help spread the word about the podcast, tap on this episode and share Good Together with your friends and family. A simple text message helps us grow and create change around the world. Time again, you texted, emailed, and DM'd us for our take on a planet-friendly way to purchase our tried and tested Brightly favorites. Because while the world of conscious consumerism is exploding, making mindful, planet-friendly purchases can still be a challenge.
That's where the Brightly shop comes in. To reduce some of the eco overwhelm, every product we sell has been handpicked and vetted by the Brightly team. You won't find anything in the shop that has less than 5 stars.
We've gone through hundreds of eco products to discover new and emerging brands that solve sustainability problems for you every day. We even designed our own products like beeswax wraps to keep things fun and to help you live Brightly.
So how do we help you shop sustainably? The shop launches on the first Monday of each month and is open for 5 days. So the shorter, planet-friendly shopping window allows us to only order what we need.
After the shop closes, we pack and ship out products in bulk. This low-impact supply chain reduces waste and keeps the planet happy.
Brightly is also climate neutral certified. Because we are committed to climate action, we have set our entire carbon footprint from operations to shipping.
We believe in the power of collective change, and we are so glad you're joining us on this journey. Go to shop.brightly.eco to see what's in store. Use code GOODTOGETHER at checkout to receive 2 free hand-blown, ethically made wine glasses with any purchase. Simply add the wine glasses to your cart and apply the code at checkout. New Year's resolutions come in all shapes and sizes, but as a Good Together listener, it's likely that doing your part to better the planet is one of your resolutions. While there's a myth floating around that you need a lot of money to live sustainably, that's really not the case at all. There are many budget-friendly ways that you can better the world, and we're resharing this helpful episode we previously aired to get you started. It's full of hacks, tips, and tricks that are bound to make 2022 your most sustainable year yet. Hey, Lisa, how's it going?
Hey, Laura, how are you?
Doing pretty well. Like, I was so excited that we got to hang out in person the other day.
It's been a long time. We saw each other for the first time in literally more than 3 months. It's kind of weird, but I mean, we've seen each other on Zoom enough times too.
Oh my gosh, we've seen each other so much on Zoom.
I'm really excited about this episode topic today, which is sustainable living just for rich people and how we can make sustainability more affordable for all?
Yeah, I mean, we hear about this all the time from our community, and I know Lisa's going to talk about that in just a second, but I mean, truly, every single time I talk to a family member, a friend that I haven't caught up with in a while, like, that's the number one thing. Well, we say this a lot. I would say number one or number two thing, right? Like, of course, everyone always asks us, what can they do to live more sustainably? So then what do we say? Buy less. We always say that. Mm-hmm. But then two, the next thing out of their mouth is like, well, if I have to buy something, then I want to do it with a mind to being more eco-friendly, but then that's more expensive.
Mm-hmm. No, there is a myth that living sustainably is expensive, just like you said. It can be expensive, but it doesn't have to be. If you have been following all of the fresh content we publish on brightly.eco and across our social media channels, you'll actually know that there are a plethora of sustainability hacks that cost very little money or no money at all. And in this episode, we will share with you our absolute favorite low-cost sustainability hacks and tricks that we source from our community of scouts, listeners just like you, and change makers just like you.
Yeah. I mean, we're so excited to get into this. And by the way, this is like, Lisa and I haven't done one of our old traditional conversation type episodes in a while. We've been super fortunate to have experts talking alongside us with some issues that we want to dig deeper into, which is awesome. But we also love to kind of get back to our roots of this podcast, where it really is just all Lisa and I coming together to chat, and approaching this with a curious mind, because that's what we really like to focus on at Brightly, which is none of us are perfect. We're all going on this journey of living more eco-friendly together. And so we want to just kind of approach these things like we do today, right? Like, we're people too.
Exactly. Let's just have a conversation, a very important conversation, and let's have fun with it.
Exactly. So first of all, I think we just said this, but let's say it again. You do not need lots of money to live sustainably. Dude. So, you know, you don't. That's a myth. You know, there's levels of living sustainably that we'll get into, and you can kind of choose which one fits your budget and your background, but you don't have to go out and buy like the fanciest eco-conscious product ever. It's not required. It's not the case. And as a matter of fact, like, your grandparents, I guarantee you, lived more sustainably than you do, just for because sure. They had to, right? And Lisa, you were talking a little bit about your experience, you know, studying, you know, fair trade and folks in the developing world. You want to talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah. I was saying that, you know, people in the developing world, they have lower carbon footprint, and they just live sustainably inherently, just because they're using this traditional kind of like lifestyles, right? How in our case, in, you know, developed quote unquote world, our grandparents used to live. But yeah, sustainability is ingrained in many developing countries, especially in the rural communities, of course.
Because this is just how folks are living. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so when we talk about sustainable living, it's not about, you know, buying the most eco-friendly, fancy thing that we can. And it's not about like trying to one-up someone who, you know, is also on this journey with you too. It's really about coming back to why we're doing this, which is to protect the earth and to, you know, minimize our environmental footprint.
Exactly.
Right? Like that's the point of this. And this is why we practice conscious consumerism.
Yeah, and like going back to the why, I actually don't know if we have shared something exciting with our podcast listeners, which is the quiz, the personality quiz, right, that we've created.
Yeah, no, we haven't. We haven't talked about
that
yet.
That's awesome. But... Yeah, and it's like going back to like, how can we help you discover your why, the values, the core values that will actually help you adopt this kind of more planet-friendly behaviors? Because again, we can't be perfect. We can't check all of the sustainability boxes or perfect consumer check boxes. So yeah, go to our website. I think it's brightly.eco/quiz to discover your sustainability superpower, as we call it.
Yeah. We have like four different buckets. Mm-hmm. You will get kind of sorted into one, like a Harry Potter there. but the reason why we did this, like Lisa said, is, you know, there's so many different labels and there's so many different things that you can care about in this space. And, you know, in addition to being confusing and, you know, the myth about it not being affordable, sustainable living, you know, is just can be overwhelming. So yeah, we figured let's get you into a place where you understand your values a little bit more, and that can kind of help you prioritize. So that quiz is my baby. It took forever to do.
Yeah, but it was like almost 100% correct results. I mean, I think it is 100% from what we've heard from our community. I think like over 400 people took the quiz already, which is amazing.
Yeah. We love to, Lisa and I will play a game where we will try and guess what people's results are. Yeah. And we're right almost every time. So it's super fun. But yeah, let's get into ways that people can live sustainable lifestyles in an affordable way. So we've got so many tips. We're super excited and we're going to get into it. So yeah. Tip number one is buying secondhand or selling on thrift apps. So Lisa, have you tried this out before?
No, well, buying secondhand, yes. And I think we mentioned that before in our previous episodes. Whenever I buy secondhand, I prefer to do it in person. Well, at least pre-COVID era, of course. So we have a great secondhand store here in San Francisco. I think it's called Crossroads. I have one not far from me. So I have definitely bought on secondhand from secondhand stores. But I'm very cautious about selling on thrift apps. Not cautious because I'm scared. I'm just like, I'm a bit lazy. But our community came to mine and your help because one of our Brightly Scouts actually wrote an article with all the best tips how kind of to be successful with selling on thrift apps.
Yeah. And I mean, we, you know, as a community always discuss our favorite, you know, ways to do this. But I've used Poshmark. I've used a few of them in the past. And really, if you can think about like, sure, you'll get a little bit of money back, which is going to help your wallet. It's going to help your budgeting, but you're also like helping to give that piece of clothing another life. So the circular economy is something that we still have so much room to improve with. You know, I feel like almost everything we come into contact with on a daily basis as consumers is really designed to be single use. And it's just so problematic for the world. So if we can, as a society, start to lift up thrifting and like really champion folks who do this and, you know, maybe stop thinking about, oh, you love this exact shirt that your friend has. Why don't you go see if you can like challenge yourself to find something similar that's secondhand and like, let's all give each other high fives, right?
Exactly. And yeah, shout out to our scout, Ruby Loanzon, who wrote this article, and check it out on our website. So let's get into the other tip. The next tip is using up your old non-sustainable and non-clean products. We actually just had a conversation about the clean beauty products with Laura about that. Because, you know, again, all of these tips, I am personally all guilty of either still committing these mistakes or thinking about these things this way, or I have done this in the past. And it's always very kind of easy to get into the habit of like buying all the new shiny eco-friendly products and kind of like throwing away all of the non-clean beauty products or, I don't know, all your non-sustainable fashion pieces. But it's actually much, much better, like 100% better for the environment to actually not buy anything new. And it's also better for your wallet, right?
Yeah, totally. Use it up, right? And that's so, you know, I think it's so tempting to use a tiny bit of something and decide that it doesn't work and then just not go back to it. I do that all the time. Like I have a beauty cabinet full of stuff. And one thing that I've always thought was interesting is there's a, I can't remember the name of it right now. I'll have to figure it out. We'll put it in show notes, but there's a community of women who are devoted to reviewing beauty products. I can't remember exactly what it's called, but they have created a little system where they will like swap things with each other. Like, you know, if you decide that you want to try out a specific product and somebody else tried it and they didn't, you know, didn't want to use it anymore, they kind of have like an honor system, which is really interesting. So again, this is something that like, I think like from a liability perspective, it's probably why like a company hasn't come out to do this because, you know, stuff can be spoiled and there's like safety stuff there. But if it's like, you know, you're communicating with a person that's trusted, you can kind of get together in that way. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. And there, you know, obviously samples are not super great for the environment just because of all the packaging in that goes into like, you know, shipping tiny samples. But, you know, even though a product, a clean beauty or a perfectly eco-friendly product has been recommended to you and has thousands of reviews, it doesn't mean that it's going to work perfectly for you. So I would say, you know, especially if you can find or buy a sample of a product, I would say try a sample first and to make sure that it works for you, right? Because again, not all clean beauty products, for example, work for everyone. Not all dress shapes that are, you know, handmade or ethically made would go well on for your body type, right? So I don't know. I kind of have been thinking about that, but it's like so easy to be like, yes, I want this. It's perfect. The brand is amazing. The packaging is great. So I want this. But what if it doesn't work for you? And mostly I think I'm talking about like clean beauty, I guess. That's kind of a very, very personal kind of line of products.
For sure. And, you know, another thing that's probably worth mentioning is that most samples that you get, like the packaging is not recyclable because they're so small. So one tip that we have is, you know, if you can go in person, which I know is really difficult during the current times, but if you can go in person to a clean beauty place like Credo or really just any place that's got clean beauty and sample stuff in person and, you know, obviously do other things on your trip there to kind of reduce your carbon footprint of driving out to the store, but, or, you know, mitigate the damage that did more or less, like get it all done in one trip, but try samples out there. Cause then you don't actually have to have, you know, you could probably, this is kind of weird. People might think you're weird. You could probably bring your own container.
You probably could. Mm-hmm.
There's going to be like some weird TikTok video of like some sample stealer going to inspire. Maybe that could work. I don't know. Full disclosure, I'm not recommending that you steal samples.
Yeah, let's put it out there. Yeah, not recommended. So yeah, let's go to the. I know you have a ton of them, Laura. Your favorite house hacks.
I don't even know if they're like my favorite. It's my husband is extremely, the nice word would be thrifty, which is fine. Thrifty, I think there's nothing the matter with that. But he's really thrifty when it comes to our energy use in the house. And so he's an electrical engineer by trade. And so he's like obsessive about like lights and like the, I don't know, power usage and all this kind of stuff kind of goes over my head. But, you know, you've probably heard a lot of these tips from your parents growing up and you hated it, but like they were right, right? Which is like, you know, turn off the lights. You know, if you're going to be really thoughtful about this, a lot of appliances will use energy even when they're not on. So like turn the TV off when you're not using it.
And you know,
make
it,
sure, yeah, unplug it. Like just, or, you know, you could use your power strip too. That could be, you know, useful. You know, you can also, when you take a shower, you don't have to take such a long shower, right? Because that's going to waste water and it's going to, you know, use more energy and be more expensive. Laundry, when we think about laundry, I'm super guilty of washing clothes probably on too high of a heat setting. And so that's, again, not great for the reasons we just mentioned with your shower, but it's also not good for the longevity of your clothing. So really the best thing you can do with your clothes is like wash them less, which I mean, come on, like we don't all want dirty clothes, but like think about something.
Especially these days.
Right? I know. Sometimes I'll wear like the same pair of sweatpants for like a week. Yuck.
Yeah.
It's just, I mean, eco-friendly, right? Whatever. But Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's a really interesting piece there too. And so thinking about, you know, prolonging the life of your clothing by using things like the delicate cycle, which is most of the time it's with the cold or cool water. And then hanging your clothes. Like, I mean, my clothes shrink all the time. And it also just could be my body during COVID is getting bigger.
That's so funny. No, but also you mentioned about the shower head. I recently discovered a company called Nebe. I think I told you guys when we had one of the work calls. And they have basically a shower head that is, reduces your water usage. And yes, it's kind of pricey for you. But again, it will if you're using kind of smart appliances, they will save you on the bills, right?
Yep. That's a great, I love that that tip. And you know, we talk sometimes when we talk about like fashion, if you're going to buy a piece of fashion, it might make sense to buy a bit more expensive piece and then you get a lower cost per wear because it lasts longer. So you could think about the shower head or something like that in the same type of, you know, frame of reference, right? Like it's going to be a little bit more of an investment up front, but then it's going to save you money on your water bill and it's going to, you know, probably save you money in your energy bill too.
Exactly. So let's talk about my favorite topic, which is eating food. So we've had an amazing episode, Conscious Eating with Sophie Egan. And we kind of discussed this. And I think in the previous episode, we talked about that, you know, it's amazing if you're vegan, if you're vegetarian, but not everyone is. And that's okay. Like me and Laura, we're working through like reducing your meat consumption. We talk so much with our scouts and our Slack channel about all the vegan and vegetarian recipes we are cooking. And it's actually, the truth is, reducing your meat consumption actually will save you money in the long run. And if you also have listened to that Conscious Eating podcast episode, you will also know that frozen fruit and vegetables, which I personally, I didn't know that, frozen fruit and vegetables are just as nutritious, but so much cheaper than fresh ones and can be bought in bulk. So that's kind of another money-saving tip.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. And I feel like, you know, we talk a lot about buying in bulk, right? Like that can save money. I think sometimes the issue with buying in bulk, especially if we think about Costco, which I'm a huge Costco fan. We actually did, oh, fun fact, we did a TikTok video of eco-friendly Costco finds. And that was, you know, that's done super well because people are always at Costco. But my problem with Costco oftentimes is just the dang packaging. Like, why is everything in plastic? You know, it that blows my mind. So like, I would love to push on Costco to be like, hey, like, please give us less packaging on things, kind of like we've done as consumers with Amazon. But yes, I didn't know that frozen fruits and veggies were, you know, just as nutritious. And I think, you know, as you start to cook and experiment with new ingredients and new ways that your ingredients get to you, you'll kind of figure out which ingredients you like frozen, previously frozen or not. One thing that I don't love frozen is frozen avocado.
Costco sells that.
Wow. Yeah, they sell it in a big bag, and it is good in a smoothie if you're making the right kind of smoothie. Mm-hmm. It can really give it like a nice creaminess, but it's like you kind of have to be, in my mind, making one that's like chocolatey or like kind of more like a dessert kind of smoothie, because
so it's already it's like a frozen almost guacamole. So it's like it's all mashed, right?
No, it's they're chunks. Oh, so
yeah, I've never seen it. I haven't been. Yeah, to and you know the other.
Yeah, it's really cool. And the other thing, when I saw this bag, I thought maybe it started because this is just my thought. Who knows? But maybe it started to help reduce waste of the avocados themselves, right? You know, fruits and vegetables go bad pretty quickly. I would love it if, you know, the things that are being frozen are actually being saved from going to the landfill. I don't know. I'm sure it's not always the case, but that would be great if that's the case. But yeah, so just like figure out what you like frozen. Because like I said, not a huge fan of the frozen avocados unless I can like mask them and other stuff, but I try to make guac with it and like, ugh, no.
And again, you know, going back to like, not like we can't be perfect, right? So like, if you're not gonna enjoy this frozen avocado, just buy the fresh one, you know, and that's okay. And we'll link back to the financial diet article that you found about the inexpensive but eco-friendly like food tips. And then of course to our conscious eating episode that has so many of these hacks, because Sophie's amazing. And the DIY network article that you kind of found about all the home hacks that your husband
there's so many hacks, right? So many hacks. And I love that the financial diet just you know, covered this issue, because that website is all about saving money and all of the various, you know, things that you can learn about your finances and, you know, career and like all sorts of stuff. But they actually chose to do an article specifically about eco-friendly lifestyle hacks that are inexpensive. So we love it. Awesome.
When you think about reducing your carbon footprint, your mind probably goes to reducing the amount of meat you eat or conserving energy in your home. While both of those can make an impact, another method that doesn't get nearly enough attention is greening your finances. A 2020 report found that 35 of the world's biggest banks have given $3.8 trillion to fossil fuel companies since 2016. If your bank doesn't have the same values as you do, there's no better time than now to make the switch to Aspiration. Aspiration is an online banking alternative that offers socially conscious and sustainable ways to spend and save so you can make money while making the world a better place. And unlike the big banks, Aspiration doesn't use your deposits to fund oil pipelines or exploration. We love that Aspiration is a B Corp and 1% for the Planet member. They also give you the option to plant a tree with every single purchase. With Aspiration Plus, you can earn $200 when you spend $1,000 in the first 60 days of the account opening. You also get 10% cashback when shopping with Aspiration's conscious coalition partners, such as Brightly. Ready to make the switch to Aspiration? Head to aspiration.com/Brightly. That's aspiration.com/Brightly to learn more about socially conscious finance and sign up for a new cash management account. Aspiration Financial LLC member, SIPC, Aspiration is not a bank and is not affiliated with Brightly.
Yeah, so the next one is about ditching single-use products, which we kind of talked about that a second ago.
A little bit,
but just like even getting into the mindset of trying not to use something once. And this is a really hard way to start thinking if you haven't done it before. I am so guilty. I used to be until I started to like really concentrate on freaking Ziploc bags. Man, I used to use so many Ziploc bags. And, you know, my husband still does, even when I, you know, get after him. So that annoys me because it contributes from our household perspective. But, you know, just thinking that through. So there's the kitchen stuff, which we're all probably a little bit more familiar, but even more, you know, is thinking about your sustainable bathroom. You know, what are the products in your bathroom that are designed to be used single use, like a Q-tip?
I never even knew that. It's so cool, right? And I heard actually we asked this when we asked our scouts and our community about what's their favorite kind of money saving sustainability tip. I think most of the people actually came with this tip about like ditching the single use products. I am using them. The face cloth instead of cotton pads. And actually, I don't even need to use any tonic or like cleansers. I'm using the microfiber one. Our community, let me see, Allison Harker and Roxana Karimi, they recommended bamboo face cloths that you can buy on Amazon. Again, if you don't want to shop on Amazon, you don't have to. You can buy them elsewhere. And then the Q-tip, yeah, Ruby also recommended Last Swab. I don't know if they're the only company that does it, but yeah, I've the first place where I saw it was on TikTok, which is great because TikTok is becoming kind of a treasure chest for information about, you know, hacky kind of money saving, but also sustainable tips.
Yeah, I've never heard of Last Swab. So is it, do they have, is it like you put the top on and wash it or something?
Yes,
instead
I believe so. Yeah. One of our actually Brightly team members, I think she has it. So that's how I heard about that.
And that's so cool.
Yeah. And the other one, Caitlin, one of our scouts recommended, I don't know if you pronounce it right, I'll make it French, Bois Silicon Body Scrubber. Unless it's, I don't know, Laura, what do you think? I haven't heard of that, but she was, how does
it? I think that's right. It looks like you could do French. You could also be like boy, but no, I think it's B-O-I-E, bois or boy, whatever you want to say.
Instead of all the loofahs and all of the stuff that you use in the shower, she just uses this one, which is great. And she said that she loves it.
That's awesome. I like that also from like a clean freak perspective. So I actually never use loofahs or sponges or anything like that, just because I am concerned about like bacteria sitting there and you know, growing. I could be wrong about that, but I just am. And so the thing about the silicone body scrubber, which is cool, is you could just throw that into the dishwasher when you're done with it. So you can just, you know, get that really sanitized. That's awesome. So the next tip we have is totally Lisa's wheelhouse. She is the biggest plant lady ever met in my life. And she literally talked to the biggest gardener in America named Joe Gardner. Well, that's not his, what his last name's Lample.
Yeah, totally. It's not actually Gardner. He didn't change his last name, but yeah, he has his own show on PBS for literally more than 10 years. He has his own podcast. And if you guys haven't listened to that episode, I'll link to it, of course. But yeah, growing your own food. I know it sounds very, very intimidating and daunting, which is okay. But the good news is with COVID, one of the silver linings of COVID era is that, you know, a lot of people starting to grow their own food. Like all the seeds companies are selling out, and we're getting more outside, spending time either on our, in our garden or our balcony. But, you know, if you don't are not quite ready of, or don't have even a garden or not ready to grow anything yet, a fun way to start with kind of like growing your own food is by regrowing your food. And one of the videos and one of the things I personally have done is actually regrowing celery. And you can find it on our TikTok as well. And it literally takes just a few days. So you just cut the bottom part of the celery and you stick it into water, and then it just starts regrowing. And when it gives roots in a couple of weeks, you can actually plant it into the soil. But again, that will be the celery that's kind of more for flavoring, not the celery that you will use in them. And the tuna salad, Laura, that you were talking about before. And yeah, you can do the same thing with herbs, garlic or green onions. So it's really fun.
That's so cool.
And of course, you can use your food scraps for composting and as a fertilizer for your plants. The easiest one, the one I've personally tried, is the coffee one, the coffee grounds, and the eggshells. And it's super easy. You can combine them as well or do one of the other, and also share it on TikTok.
Yeah, that's awesome. So another thing that's been really popular on TikTok and is definitely worth a longer conversation, mm-hmm. but is, you know, when you go out to buy things that are eco-friendly or sustainable, so you're ready to make that purchase, you can actually find eco-friendly and fair trade, organic, et cetera, products mm-hmm. at Walmart or Target or at local stores that are less expensive than using an online store. And so, you know, a lot of people, even on TikTok, right? Like I always think it's so cool when we put content out there to see our community commenting there. And our TikTok community definitely leans a bit more, you know, they ask so many questions. And one of the questions was like, mm-hmm. how can you guys showcase Walmart? Like Walmart is not ethical and sustainable at all. What's the deal with that? And so mm-hmm. we want to address that here, which is, you know, not everyone has access to products that are ethical and sustainable, healthy. I mean, there are so many different issues in this country, especially mm-hmm. in America, where we have things like food deserts or just, you know, people don't have access to things, whether it's because, you know, they live in a certain place or it's because, you know, they've just never had the option to. But anyway, we believe in using your dollars to create change. And so one of the ways you can do that is to actually go to these places and buy up these products. Because, I mean, if you've ever worked retail, which I'm sure most of our listeners have, like, I feel like it's kind of like a rite of passage. Yeah, like, yeah. If you've ever worked retail, I've worked at places like J. Crew, Madewell, and, you know, I was a lifeguard when I was a kid, and I had to like count inventory of the food. We had like a snack stand. Mm-hmm. And so if you've been in retail or whatever, you know about inventory, and you know that the, you know, the owner of the store is looking to see what is purchased and what they need to stock up more on. So if, you know, they all of a sudden notice that a lot of fair trade or a lot of organic products are going out of stock while the non, you know, ethical products are not, that's going to be a signal to them that they should start to buy more of the products that are out of stock and maybe extend their product lines, you know, like think about that. So
100%. Yeah, no, that's very smart. And that's why we always kind of go back with voting with your dollars, right? It's, again, you can't buy your way towards sustainability, but voting with your dollars is truly powerful. And that's kind of the only reason why Walmart and Target suddenly have artisanal, fair trade, eco-friendly products. And Target, I think, even has its own like eco-friendly collection. Why Sephora has clean beauty section is the only reason is you, the consumer who voted with a dollar. And yes, I'm also kind of extremely passionate about that aspect that, Laura, you discussed before, that, yes, not everyone has a Target full of even sustainable options, right? Not every Target is curated the same way. Not everyone lives even near Target, and not even everyone has a Walmart next to them. So we kind of want to be very, very kind of understanding of everyone's reality. It's very different. And so, yeah, if you can support the sustainability movement and fair trade movement by shopping in the Walmart and Target, yes, it's not ideal, but it still makes a difference.
Yeah. And we're not saying that we condone the business practices of places like Walmart. I think Target typically rates a little bit higher in terms of like how employees are treated. You know, both of those and like pretty much all big box chains have so much work to be done with the human rights of their workers, with the packaging. You know, if you've ever seen like people unload big pallets of things, like if it's breakable, you can guarantee that they're still using styrofoam, which is just like mind blowing. So there's so many things to unpack about like why, sure, if you have the, you know, the means to shop not at Walmart and you can afford to shop somewhere else that's right close by and you want to pay a little bit more because you don't want to support Walmart, then that's fine too. But again, this is like the gray area that we talk about a lot and just wanting to be able to help folks wherever they are in that journey. I think it's just so important.
Yeah. So we have two more tips for you. And this next one is about things that you don't need to buy anymore. We can have a whole episode about this, actually, like sort of like sustainability anti-haul, right? But one of the easiest ones on that list can be like paper towels, right? And a lot of our community members have actually been telling us that they successfully stopped buying paper towels altogether, especially like, you know, with COVID, so many companies were like completely out of paper towels and they started using rags that they can actually make from their old t-shirt. I think, Laura, you were the one who actually told me about that.
Yeah, you can. And, you know, if you find that you don't have, I mean, I would find this hard to believe. If you don't have enough old clothing around the house that you don't want to make out of rags, that's fine. You can still go out and buy like a pack of cloth towels. And then you don't need to use paper towels. And I have very acutely felt this recently because we actually just, we adopted a puppy recently and she's doing well, love her to death. But she has potty accidents on the floor every once in a while. We've gotten to where we don't have them every day now, which is awesome. But for a while when we were trying to go through potty training, I mean, we were having to clean up, you know, a lot of different puppy pee around the house. And, you know, with my last dog, before I started to really think through my personal waste that I was creating, we would just use paper towels. And it was just like every time. And if the dog peed a lot, you'd have to use a lot of paper towels. And it just was not great. And so we have a big pack of cloths that we use for cleaning. And what we do now is, you know, I'll take two. I'll take one because they're super absorbent. I'll take one. I'll be able to clean up the mess. And the other one I use to help like spread the cleaner around once I've done spraying that cleaner. And then I just use, we have a hamper that's close to the laundry room. And we've lined that with a trash bag so that like we don't have to clean out the hamper all the time. But if you don't want to use a trash bag, you don't have to. And then, yeah, we just throw all of those towels in there. And the one thing that you have to remember is you do need to clean them regularly because I forgot about that. And I opened it up and there was like a month's worth of that. And I will tell you that smelled so bad, but fun hack. I saw something online that said, so first of all, you have to do it like at least two cycles to just really get rid of all that stench. But than iodine, you know, like the stuff you use to clean your wound up. You can put that. Now, granted, iodine will stain. So what you want to do is you dilute it significantly, but you can put that into your washer where the bleach usually goes. Mm-hmm. And I am not kidding. That immediately got rid of all of that pea smell, which was awesome. Cool. So. That's awesome. There's a hack for you.
Yeah, yeah. And actually, I don't think we introduced your new puppy to our listeners. Her name is Scout.
Yes, her name is Scout, which is funny. If you're a previous listener, you'll know that we, our ambassador program, are called Brightly Scouts. My husband was like, I think you just like that word. And I was like, hush. I mean,
I don't know. Sounds like it.
For her name specifically, I'm like such a book nerd, or at least former book nerd, before I became a startup founder and had no time to read anything. But you know, I love the book To Kill a Mockingbird, and that is the name of one of the characters named Scout. But cool. Yeah, we adopted her, and she's doing pretty well. So we're just puppy parents, always fun.
All righty. So we have the last tip for you guys. So this one is super obvious, but I think we have to remind ourselves about it from time to time, or all the time. Start using about half of the product that you typically use. You know, it sounds very, again, trivial, but it's actually very true. And then, like, I personally am definitely guilty of this. Like, when I was putting my favorite clean beauty serum the other day, and like, I do 2 pumps, and I'm like, no, I don't need 2 pumps. Like, I'm literally using twice more than I need. And guess what? You'll be surprised how much more use you will get out of this product, out of your favorite cream or that super expensive clean beauty serum, and you will save yourself some money.
Yeah, that's an awesome tip. I actually am a weird hoarder of like high value things. So like my husband will make fun of me for like hoarding snacks, because like growing up I had, like, I love my big brother. He's actually the one that little brother. he's much bigger than me physically, but he's super tall. But he also helps edit our podcast, so he might be listening to this right now. So funny. But he and my dad, like, they would eat all the snacks that I had out of the house the second my mom got home. And so I've just had this like funny, like, I'll just, if I get a snack, I like want to keep it forever. But I'm kind of like that with my beauty stuff too. So I already do this where I don't really use enough. And my problem is, I think sometimes I don't use enough and then it's like not as effective. Mm-hmm. So there's like a fine line there, but you're right. I mean, if your default is to just kind of, you know, pile it on, why not, you know, think about using a little bit less and see if the effectiveness goes away, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I think, yeah, usually, of course, especially if we're talking about beauty products, they will always have exact directions for you, you know, how much to use. And I don't know exact examples, but I definitely have heard about like more eco-friendly and sustainable brands. They even start designing packaging in such a smart way that you don't end up just like pumping or using too much, which is really cool as well.
That's awesome. Well, I mean, the more help we can get with that, the better, right? Just to exactly. Have somebody to help us figure it out. But yeah, I mean, by no means are these all of the tips you should use when you're like, trying to...
Yeah, 10% of the tips.
Yeah, maybe, you know, maybe we covered 10%. I don't know. But, you know, we felt really strongly about making this episode for all the reasons we mentioned before. Like, we do believe that anybody can live sustainably, you know, in various ways in their life. Obviously, none of us are 100% perfect. Brightly, we like to talk about planet over perfection. Like, just the fact that you're taking this step and are asking these questions and are having this framework in your head, that's already a huge win for the planet. You can like talk to other people, like that's free. You know, exactly. Just like share a little bit of the knowledge that you got on this podcast with a friend or a family member, and you know, that might kind of spark some curiosity in their brain. So yeah, I don't know.
That's huge. No, talking to and spreading the word is actually, it's absolutely free, and it's an incredibly powerful, like powerful thing to do. And yeah, so if you guys want more tips, of course, on Brightly.eco, we've been recently, well, our community scouts and our Brightly team and our scouts are writing amazing content pieces about all things that we're discussing on the podcast and more. So we're literally, I think, churning like 5 new articles per week, how to cut down on your plastic waste every day, sustainable fabric swaps. So do check out Brightly.eco for kind of more information if you want to dig deeper into all of these topics and hacks that we've mentioned.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks, Lisa, for this convo. It was awesome. And looking forward to welcoming everybody into our community in the many ways that you can connect with us.
Exactly. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of Good Together. As always, you can get show notes and explore lots more content related to all things eco-friendly living by checking out brightly.eco/podcast.
And don't forget to join in on the conversation that's happening on our Facebook group. Simply search Good Together Ethical Shopping and it'll come up. You can also leave us a question through voicemail. The link is on brightly.eco/podcast.
If you're into social media, give us a follow on Instagram, Facebook, and all of the channels. Our username is brightly.eco.
Finally, we want to leave you with a reminder. Every day is a chance for you to create change, and you're already covered for today since you joined us here on the podcast. Stay kind and live brightly.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.